So which foods will these labels apply to?
So it's kind of an interesting regulatory position that we're in right now. Currently, the USDA is required to issue regulations about foods that contain genetically engineered ingredients. And what they've done is they've issued a notice of proposed rulemaking, which tells the public what they're thinking about doing and allows the public to actually comment and respond before the USDA issues the final regulations. And in its notice of proposed rulemaking, the USDA says, well, there's some foods that are that almost all the farmers, what they grow is genetically engineered. That's like corn, cotton, soybean, sugar beet. Over 90% of what farmers grow is genetically engineered, so that if the food product has any of those ingredients, and we're thinking, you know, cereal, pasta, it's presumed to contain what they're now calling bioengineered products, and that would be required to have a label. For other types of foods that might or might not have what they're now calling bioengineered ingredients, they are trying to figure out whether, you know, how the manufacturer will be required to disclose or not need to disclose whether it contains bioengineered products. And particularly if the food product itself has a very low amount of a bioengineered food product, whether that manufacturer would be required to disclose that at all. So it's still sort of in flux.
Okay, so I'm still a little confused. I mean, would fresh produce be labeled?
So according to the USDA, the only foods that their current thinking is that the only foods that would be required to carry this bioengineered, they kind of have some proposed labels that look like, that say BE on it, would only be required on foods that are required to be labeled by the Food and Drug Administration. So, for example, when you go into a grocery store and you see, you know, the apples and the oranges and the green peppers, those don't have labels on them already. So my understanding is that they would not be required to be labeled when you're looking at fresh produce.
Okay. And then meat, if GMO grain is used to feed cattle, would the steaks and ground beef that they're going to become be labeled?
Okay. So that's also a really interesting question. The current proposed rulemaking says that, no, if the animal was fed genetically engineered feed, then it would not need to be labeled that it's just because it ate it doesn't mean it needs to be labeled as genetically engineered or bioengineered is the term they're using now.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for filling us in. Appreciate it. That's Joanna Sachs. She is a law professor at the California Western School of Law.